We're in the middle of the Maimer, and once again we're speaking about the difference and the contrast between a name and the light of something, and the name of Hashem and the light of Hashem. And we're saying how on the one hand the name is so disconnected from the person, but at the same time it's the essence of the person. And the essence and the personality of the person are sometimes disconnected as well. I should mention also, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, when he's about to pass away, he says, "Eini yedea be'ezer derech melichin eisi. I don't know which direction I'm going, to Gan Eden, to Gehenim." And Chassidus says, how can Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai say that about himself? He knew very well who he was. And the answer is that he knew on the level of Giloyim, on the level that he operates and was conducting himself throughout his life, the conscious level, yes, he was a tzaddik, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, but he didn't know where his etzem was. He didn't know about his essence. He, so to speak, said he was in touch with his essence. And that's why a name can address and call attention of the person themselves. When someone calls someone's name, they turn around. Their entire being turns around. We also said even when someone's in a state of faint, their conscious level of existence is not operating. They are unconscious. And it's only their essence that's existing. They are just here and not here. They're present. They are alive, but they're just not on a level of consciousness. And if you want to draw from there, what do? You call their name, as we spoke about. I didn't see this clearly, but I think there's places where it says more or less this idea, that this is why the Yidden went out of Mitzrayim and the schus of not changing their names. What that really means is that they didn't change their identity. It's not just that they didn't call themselves by Egyptian names. It's much deeper than that. Their name, again, is the identity, and they never identify themselves as Egyptians, but as Jews. And that is what caused redemption to them. It was that redemptive power that allowed them to go out. We'll go further, and if there's time, we'll go back to some other interesting things about names. Now we can understand why the life and vitality that's given to everything that exists is from that level of Hashem called name. Even though shame symbolizes concealment, because there's a certain advantage in name over light. Because as we spoke about in the last year, that the oyer, yes, it's a reflection and a projection of the person, but it's only a projection. Especially the life that's actually in everything that exists, that which exists in Bria and Yetzira and Asiya, is definitely just a reflection of a reflection of a reflection. It's so far away from the essence. But even the highest level of reflection is nothing but a reflection. As opposed to name, a person can tap into the essence, to the etzem. And just like this is the way it works with the name of anything, shema min, vegam shema ish, whether it means the general species, the name of the species, or the individual name, asher yikru lei b'lashon ha-kodesh, in Lashon HaKodesh, the name of Lashon HaKodesh, which is obviously the creative power of Hashem, that language of Hashem that creates, that brings into existence, Hashem Hu HaChayes Shaloi, the name is its vitality. Al derzeh ugam benegeh l'Hashem Shebelaz. Same thing applies to languages that are not Lashon HaKodesh. Mekeven shekol ha'inyanim im bashkocha pratis, because everything is bashkocha pratis, and the fact that something has a name, even in another language, is bashkocha pratis. K'mei shebatzinu matzinu b'sifrei, my father, says the Rebbe, learns out many things from names that are not holy names and not names that are brought in Torah. Names of places, names of people that are not Lashon HaKodesh, and he learns things out from those names as they are pronounced and read in other languages. Very quickly, I'll share something that Reb Levick wrote in about Parshas Matos. He said that there are two matas, there are two sticks against the Yidden. One one stick is Hitler Yemach Shemay, and the second one is Stalin Yemach Shemay, and there's no difference. They have the same gematria, he says. Because when you count in Mispar Katan, which means, let's say, a kuf is not 100, but it's 1. So the gematria of Stalin is exactly the gematria of Gitler, which is the way it's pronounced in those countries. Hey is pronounced as a gimel, which is 25. And therefore, they're really the exact same concept. It's just that Hitler, Yimach Shemai, was out to destroy the body of the Jewish people, and Stalin is out to destroy the neshama, the spirit of the Jewish people. That's just a very extreme example, but the Rebbe Levi could also learn from the name Zalman Lahavdil of the Alter Rebbe, and names like that, that are not necessarily Lashon HaKodesh. But again, because it's Bashkach Bratis, you have to say that there's creative power in it. And again, it's connected to that which is created by it. We need both ideas, which I'm going to have to say in short. Both ideas are we want essence, but we also want light. And light allows us to see essence in everything. So we sort of need both. We need shame and we need oir. Only air is beautiful, it's light, it tells us a lot, but it's not telling us about the essence. If there's essence, then we have a light, a beam of light that shines on the essence, and then we could see the essence. Like we spoke about, Rav Meir had these eyes that were able to see straight through that code, the name, and be able to see the essence. The Zepoyel Shi Hashem Shalom Kamei Shani Nichtav Kach Ani Nikra Vakisei Shalom. This causes perfection and completion in Hashem's name. That Yudkei Vavkei is not just spelled Yudkei Vavkei, but it's also read and pronounced Yudkei Vavkei, which is Mashiach's times. And Hashem's throne is complete. And this is through getting rid of and eradicating Amalek. And Shleimus Ha'am, the Jewish people are complete, the Torah is complete, and Eretz Yisrael is complete. Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz because it wants and it runs to do what Hashem wants. The Pirush Ratzalasis, Uleirak Meloshin Ratzin, Elagam Meloshin Ritza. Ratzalasis, Ritzin Kaina, wanting to do its maker's will, is not just that it wants to, but it also runs to. The Gamsha Eretz Malchus, Shabbukhin Aselem Behester, Velachin Tzrichim, Laved the Kabbalah Selem, the Kalmakim, Uratzalasis, Ritzin Kaina, even though in general Eretz represents our lowest faculties, our Malchus faculty, which is just behavioral, still there's that motivation, there's that passion of running to do what Hashem wants. Sheratzim in life, we run passionately and excitedly, mamish.